Hillsborough County's budget faces a $65 million gap. Today, County Budget Director Eric Johnson told the commissioners that almost 300 positions will need to be cut from the county rolls to help make up for it. Last year, that number was 571. Johnson said the cuts aren't as drastic as they sound.
We're still cutting a significant number of positions, but fortunately, an overwhelming number of those are vacant. And so there's the opportunity to cut costs, to change how we do business, but limit the impact on our employees.
He added that since county government is the second largest employer in Hillsborough County, trailing only the school district, they're looking at ways to assist those losing their jobs. He said a variety of factors contribute to the county's dwindling coffers, but the housing downturn is causing the biggest strain.
But the value of property in Hillsborough County declined over calendar year 2009 by $8 billion. If we go back to the peak of in fiscal 08's budget, we've had a 26% reduction of value of property, or a $23 billion reduction.
Couple that with recent tax reform, Johnson said, and you have a perfect storm.
We've had 2 years of tax reform followed by 2 years of recession. And as a result of the recession, as you can see in the last two bars on the chart, we've lost about $160 million net of property tax revenue.
But Johnson did say one source of revenue for the county is apparently growing.
We do see sales tax starting to pick up, and sales tax will move up long before property taxes start to recover.
The budget director said there won't be a significant reduction in county services, but county employees who do keep their jobs can expect a heavier workload. At today's workshop, commissioners also got to flag certain items for discussion. Among these was funding for the Arts Council, which saw its budget go from $809,000 last year to $487,000 for fiscal year 2011. Commissioner Kevin Beckner said the council is too valuable to see such a sizable cut.
The Arts Council, when we take a look at the amount of economic impact that they had, and if we go back to 2008, they've had over $297 million impact and generated $11 million to our local government. And when I was going through the budget and looking that they are actually facing a near 39% decrease in revenue allocations, and I think that if we go through, I don't want to belabor going through all the different points here, but the amount of value and economic impact that the arts has in our community, I think, is extraordinary.
Commissioner Rose Ferlita agreed. Among the positions on the chopping block was that of Land Use Ombudsman, which is currently held by Maricela Medrano. The Tampa Tribune reports that many consider her valuable because she is bilingual and helps Spanish speakers on land use issues. Ferlita asked the board to consider keeping Medrano on.
And I guess specifically because of the fact that there is such a large Hispanic population in my district, I have gotten inundated, if you would, on request to look again at the opportunity to reinstate the land use ombudsman.
The commissioners also toyed with the idea of doing away with furlough days for fiscal year 2011. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.